Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1295, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you're wondering why should you bother sending me a question, is doctor just a nickname that I use? If you want to know more about my background, check out last week's episode where I go into more details about that. That was episode 1288. But for now, I want to keep this intro nice and short because I'm sure you're anxious to hear today's question. So let's get to it as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I was wondering if you had any advice for anyone who is coming off of a strict diet that they've been on for a long time without getting fat, how to transition to a normal diet without gaining all the weight back. I have been eating 1,000 to 1,200 calories in a day, 30% of each macronutrient, for the past 2 years, and I've really seen a plateau in my weight loss, and I want to be more performance-driven rather than appearance-driven. And I think that might require more calories, but I don't want to gain the weight back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question, Eden. So many folks struggle with successfully reaching their goal weight. There are so many steps involved. So I hope you've taken a moment to acknowledge your hard work and success. Again, I know that losing weight is only half the battle. Maintaining that weight loss is a whole other story and requires somewhat of a different mindset. Now, there are things you can do right now to set yourself up for success. Here are my tips for maintaining your body weight. The first one, continue exercising. I'm assuming that exercise was part of your weight loss routine and your weight loss success. If it wasn't, that's obviously okay because you reached your goal weight. But if you want to successfully maintain your weight, exercise needs to be a regular part of your routine. Lots and lots of data have revealed that exercise is one of the most important behaviors for losing and, of course, maintaining weight. It's not just because exercise helps burn calories, but it helps build and maintain muscle. Remember, exercise affects nearly every cell in our body in a positive way from head to toe. Plus, when we lose weight, some of the weight lost is sadly in the form of muscle. It's just a natural part of the process. While we lose weight, we want to preserve that muscle, and one of the best ways to do that is exercise. More specifically, incorporate some resistance training. Better yet, if you can incorporate some high-intensity interval training, also known as HIIT, and some resistance training, that would be ideal. I should mention also that when we lose weight, there's less of us to go around. As a result, our bodies don't have to burn as many calories all the time. This is called adaptive thermogenesis. Exercise will help increase the number of calories we burn. Therefore, adaptive thermogenesis won't be as big of an issue. Next, surround yourself with those that support you. These are folks that are aware of your weight loss efforts and don't try and sabotage all of the progress you've made. Ideally, they perform the same healthy behaviors that you hope to continue incorporating as part of your new lifestyle. Hopefully, they too exercise regularly. They too plan their meals. They watch their portions. You know, all of the stuff I rant about on this podcast. Next, eat right. So with regards to your food intake, well, before I even get there, let's talk about setting you up for success. By now, you probably know which foods may be quote unquote problem foods, the foods you maybe turn to when you're craving something sweet but aren't really hungry, or maybe foods that you might overindulge in. If you're like me, it's pizza, French fries, and donuts. But one of the best things you can do is to simply hide those foods. You don't have to waste food and throw out these quote unquote problem foods in the garbage, but simply removing them from sight will be enough to change your behavior. You can keep them on the very top shelf of your pantry or cupboard and in the back behind other foods. The advantage of doing this is that even if you happen to remember where those foods are, the fact that it will take some extra time and effort to have to get to those foods will discourage its consumption. This goes for everybody, me included. The other day, I made the mistake of watching a baking championship on the Food Network. I say mistake because watching those shows always makes me want to eat something sweet. Sure enough, halfway through the show, during a commercial break, I found myself rummaging through my pantry looking for something sweet. Luckily though, I had put some of those sugary foods in the very back of one of my highest shelves. I actually have to get out a step stool to reach these snacks. Once I realized that I would have to go to the garage, grab the step stool, then rummage through the top shelf of the pantry to find these sweet treats, I thought to myself, forget it, it's not worth the effort, and gave up. So instead, I ended up walking away and grabbing a glass of water instead. It worked like a charm. The same idea can work to your benefit too. Next, show the right foods. Let me give you an example. I've talked about this many times before, but to repeat it, why does Amazon.com make it so easy for you to purchase products you find on their site? Think about it. They now have things like one-click ordering. With one tap or one click, you can order whatever you want. You don't have to go through all of the steps to enter your shipping and billing addresses, then your payment information, then review, then confirm your order. Now you just tap the screen once, and that's it. Order on its way. That's no accident. Amazon knows that if it can eliminate any extra steps, you will be more likely to buy and buy more often. You have less time to think about, do I really need this product right now? So let's apply the same concept when it comes to eating nutritious foods. Keep fresh fruit in plain sight in a high traffic area in your home. Fruit that can be grabbed quickly and eaten on the run. When you open your fridge, the first thing you should see should be vegetables. Ideally, veggies that have already been prepped and ready to eat so you can just grab and go or toss into your favorite dish. If the vegetables are sitting in plain sight but aren't ready to eat yet, they may not get eaten. Again, think one-click ordering. Any extra steps means the behavior may not happen. Now, finally, how much food should you actually be consuming right now? Now, we could perform some calculations and try to figure out how many calories you're burning and then determine how many you should be eating to maintain your weight. Well, here's an even easier way to keep you honest. Write down everything you eat and drink. Do this as often as you can. By tracking what you consume, it slows down the process of eating. It increases your awareness of what and how much you're putting in your body. A natural consequence of this process will be portion control. When you get burnt out on recording your food and drink intake, it happens, go ahead and stop. When you find some of the old habits returning, or maybe your clothes are fitting a little bit more snugly in all the wrong places, go ahead and start tracking your food intake again. And I wish you continued success. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for the question, Eden. You'll be entered into a small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com, or if you want your voice heard on the show just like Eden, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.